Welcome to our Holden Village podcast. For over 50 years now, Holden Village has traveled a rich history of faith that has transformed a copper mining town into a vibrant place of education, programming, and worship. Holden has sought to welcome all who seek contemplation and community in the remote wilderness of the beautiful Cascade Mountains. We continue to invite people of all ages to come alongside our rhythms, which inspire and equip travelers for a sustainable life of faith outside the village. And we continue to listen and reflect on our story and history and seek to discover our place in God's creative mission in our world. Our podcasts are a way of sharing our conversations with our teaching faculty around reformation, the reforming of our relationships with the earth, with each other, and with the divine. Let's tune in and join the conversation.
I'm Dr. Hay. I'm an associate professor of physics at Pacific Lutheran University in Tacoma, Washington. I came to present some topics from physics to Holden Village. The topics I chose were energy production and cosmology and astronomy. I felt like those were the most relevant to the theme beginning together this year, because I felt like they are some things that connect us all together, and that's why I chose those two topics. We talked about different forms of energy production, and all methods of energy production have pros and cons, even the most innovative, the most modern sources. One of the most obvious disadvantages for any energy production method is that you have to use materials to make something, even something that's innovative, so a solar panel or a wind turbine. While they have many advantages, especially reducing the use of fossil fuels, one of the disadvantages is that they have to be made from something. They use fossil fuels to create the concrete foundation for these structures. You have to mine for the materials that you need to build the structures themselves. Also, one of the themes was prioritizing local. So if you live in an area that has geothermal heat vents, for example, you live near a fault line, then maybe one of the energy sources that would be best for your region is geothermal energy. If you live in the Midwest, wind energy. If you live on the coast, perhaps ocean energy or tidal energy, and some might call this lunar energy production. So prioritizing local was one of the things that I think our world needs to start focusing on as we innovate and minimize our energy consumption. We as a society are very concerned about our energy consumption and how it's growing. So we can make these innovations, but on an individual scale, we also need to learn how to be efficient about our energy use. For example, just simple things like using light bulbs that use less energy than the older light bulbs that we use, replacing those. But again, consider the cost, the material, where does that come from? How did it get there? What was the transportation? All these things have many, many factors. The other thing we can do is minimize our own energy use. The other topic I wanted to present on was cosmology. And that's one that is close to my heart because I just love big ideas and thinking about the scale of the universe and looking up at the stars and wondering what's out there. That's been a question that has driven me all of my life to seek out science and what are the things that we can learn from observation of our universe. So I chose to focus it around giving ourselves perspective of the scale of the universe. So thinking about if we zoom out from the Earth to the Sun to the solar system to the galaxy to the local group of galaxies to the cluster of local groups to the supercluster of clusters and beyond, we talked about all of that. It could make you feel small, and that is one result of that kind of perspective, but I choose to feel like I am a small part of something that is very big because we all are connected. We are connected to the stars because we are made of old stars. As Carl Sagan would say, we are made of star stuff. The other thing about the universe is that it is dynamic. It began, there was a beginning to our universe, and it is dynamic even now. It's not a static universe, and that's because of many of the elegant formulas in physics that we have discovered, the laws of nature that we have discovered. One last thing that cosmology gives us is an awareness of our place in it. And I've always been driven by that. And there's a lot of unanswered questions And I just love cosmology and what that can do for everyone. It kind of blows your mind and makes you wonder what's up there, how are we part of it, and it gives you an awareness of your place.
Thanks for joining us for another Holden Village podcast. Be sure to view the links in the description for more information or visit our website to find out more about the village. We hope you will make a pilgrimage to Holden. Blessings and peace to you.